WKNC-FM, Raleigh.
WKNC 88.1 FM Raleigh. My name is Snack. You're listening to After Hours. Sorry for the delay tonight, but there's a state game and we accidentally got locked out of the studio. That's okay. These things happen. I'm just going to play a little bit of music here in the background. With me tonight, I've got very special guest Torin Martinez. If I can get his mic on here.
Thank you, Chris, for having me here.
All right. So for those of you that don't know, kind of the idea behind this is every Thursday, Rob Rousseau and I have in a local area promoter slash DJ to kind of talk about what they're doing and what's going on and, you know, electronic music in general. And so that's what we're going to do tonight. Last weekend, or 2 weeks ago, we had in Tommy Severe and Outburst from Ill Street and Imperial. But tonight, it's Torin. So, what's up, man?
Hey, what's up? Yep, like Christo said, my name's Torin. I'm visiting a state from Chapel Hill, where I run a weekly called Theory every Thursday night at a club in Chapel Hill known as the Wetlands Dance Hall. Now, this club used to be called the Treehouse, for any of you who might be familiar with the area of Chapel Hill.
I remember the Treehouse.
Remember the Treehouse?
I do, yep.
Treehouse was, it holds about 400 people, big room, and a DJ booth in the corner. Where
it's a nice spot.
Very,
I like
very
it.
Very nice spot, very nice spot.
Lots of bass up in there.
We have lots of bass, lots of lights. Well, the owners of the Treehouse felt like recreating it and moving it from a dance club to a venue for live music. So now it's a place where many different styles of music are played, from rock to hip-hop to electronic. And my night, Theory, which is the night that I host on Thursday nights, is meant to be the format of a show. It is a four-hour slot from 10 to 2 in the morning that's free for the whole community. And the idea behind it is to have DJs come in and express their personalities on the decks. Each DJ gets an hour and 20 minutes. We have about three DJs a night, normally. And there's a diversity in skill levels and style of music that's played. We love having DJs that play everything from trance to mashed up hip-hop and drum and bass to progressive house to a DJ that's a turntablist that loves to scratch. And that's the idea. The idea is that the people who come to Theory Thursday are there to learn through the presentation of a DJ's personality. And the DJs are meant to come to express themselves for an hour and 20 minutes, what they want to play, put together and organize a show, if you will, not just a night where you're trying to move a crowd. So that's the first aim of Theory Thursday.
You say that with such conviction, man. I really, you really thought through this thing.
Well, you know, there's a second aim, though, that's just as important to me and to the people that helped me organize this night. And that is to promote a climate of acceptance for everyone that steps in the door. It's a center for activism as well as a night of music. We work really hard to create a tone and an attitude that is positive, that is welcoming, that is accepting, no matter how you dance on the dance floor or what background you come from. So that is just as important to us. It's a place where people can come and should feel comfortable to listen to music and to dance and to meet each other. And also to connect and plan future events. That's the third aim. We really want it to be a center to energize other events in the community. We don't want to compete. We want solidarity in the music community. And part of Theory is that's part of Theory's goal, to energize this community of people that hopefully will then go off and bring together other other events. So we've also had a range of DJs on Theory Thursday, from names such as Scott Henry and Noel Sanger, where we've done events.
That was a good night too, right?
It really was.
You guys had candy taped to the wall?
Candy,
is that
the theme? Was the golden ticket. It was like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Candy everywhere. Twizzlers for people to drink their drinks out of instead of straws.
That's good stuff.
People dressed up. It was great. Five golden tickets given out at the door. People got prize packages.
What did you get?
Everyone dancing.
What did you get if you got the golden ticket?
You got like a bag of candy and a free drink pass.
Cool.
A free pass to a future event that would be being thrown by Theory in the future.
Nice.
Yeah. So that's an example of one of the centers of organization that came out of Theory Thursday, like having a headliner, headliners like that. But we also want DJs that have had no experience spinning outside of their room. But we want it to be a place that a DJ for the first time is playing on a big system, which is very different than you playing in your room.
Yeah.
It can be nerve-wracking, the needle shaking in your hands often the first time you play in front of a crowd. But once you do it, it becomes energizing, it becomes motivating. We want that too. We want DJs that have never spun to come and spin, to DJs that have been spinning for 15 years and have opened for everyone up and down the East Coast and West Coast and all over the world.
Well, let me ask you this, sure. Torin. Where did you get the idea for this concept? Did you just, you know, pull it out of your ass one day, or is it something you gave a lot of thought to, or, you know,
a lot of thought to this. I was DJing at what used to be the Treehouse for about a year and a half, and a lot of what people wanted to hear was hip-hop and reggae and R&B, which you hear on the radio consistently, and so we'd play that sometimes, but I always wanted to spin. I spin personally drum and bass, and I like to mix it and mash it with hip-hop, and I like to scratch as well, but there was never a platform for that. And when I was in high school and starting college, there was a big scene of electronic music in the area. People were motivated to come together for what I found as the right reasons. And when I mean the right reasons, I mean coming out to enjoy each other's company and the music and have a good time. The crowd that I started to see form around the styles of music that were being played in most of the clubs that I was spinning in, with hip-hop and reggae and R&B recently, seemed very, very separate. Not in a place where they wanted to promote solidarity. There was a lot of judgment. And so I wanted to create a venue where DJs from all backgrounds, from hip-hop, you know, to electronic, could really express themselves. So that's where it came from. And I approached the owners of this club and said, hey, you know, this is what I'm thinking about. What do you think? And they were like, we love the idea. Let's try it. So we started off doing this on Tuesday nights and made it a monthly event. Brought DJs in, and at first it was very slow. Then momentum started to build over a couple months, and it became a bi-weekly. And then the owner said, hey, why don't we make this a weekly event? We love the crowd, we love the tone, we love the idea. And then it became a weekly, and we moved it from Tuesday nights to Thursday nights. If any of you are familiar with the scene of electronic music in the area, there are a lot of events that go on Tuesday nights and Saturday nights, and mainly Tuesday nights, because a lot of venues are willing to give an alternative form of music their night on Tuesday, meaning that it's not a very popular night. Well, we didn't want that. We wanted it to be a night where it is the main attraction, where everyone can come out and express themselves on a very popular night. So once it got the appeal, it became a Thursday night. So with that, with the club's approval, I met with a few people in Chapel Hill who are pillars in the electronic community.
This would be like Uzi.
This would be Becca. This would be Jordan Mendel, Lee Mundus, and Danny LaPonte and Cameron. People who organize their own events quite often. And I met with the president of organization. I don't know if you have one like this at State, called the Electronic Music Symposium.
Okay.
At the time,
yeah,
it's a platform that brings people who spin records together. You know,
you might remember working with the symposium a few years back. They did a couple of events out of that little amphitheater.
Oh, yeah.
In Chapel Hill.
Oh yeah, definitely. And we'd have pit spins where we have DJs spinning in the middle of campus for like all day, and each person would get about a half an hour slot to, you know, to expose people to a little bit of electronic music. Well, anyway, I approached the president of this, and they were enthusiastic and said, hey, this is what I'd like to do. Can you help me energize the community? Within 1 month of this idea and talking to just a couple people in the community, there was an enthusiasm, a natural enthusiasm like I have never seen. People who were willing to come together and promote what they love for nothing, for no money, for just the desire, for the love of what they wanted to do. And it has been blessed with that enthusiasm ever since. To this day, I feel like there is a new sense, a re-energization of life in the electronic community in Chapel Hill.
Mm-hmm. I'll agree with that.
Yeah.
And in North Carolina in general.
Yeah, definitely. And with that, you know, in Chapel Hill, there's a couple other events that are, if you're ever in town, that are worth checking out. There is a place, a bar called Fuse on Rosemary Street, that every Tuesday night, they have a similar event where they bring DJs. It's a very laid-back bar climate. where you can just listen to different styles of atmospheric drum and bass and trance, side trance, and house. And they have a collage of styles found present there, free for the whole community as well.
Who's playing the side trance out there?
Side trance. We got a number of people.
Really?
DJs from Greensboro that come out.
Oh, yeah?
And play. Nathan, for one, is a guy that comes out and plays a lot of side trance.
Cool. Yeah.
Loves it.
Don't hear much side trance around.
Don't see a lot of side trance. No, definitely not. Yeah, so this club's located on Rosemary Street in Chapel Hill, again, called the Wetlands Dance Hall, 157 East Rosemary Street, and it is a place that is really worth checking out. The vibe is very important.
And it's going on tonight, right?
It's going on tonight, every Thursday.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right, well, you guys heard it here first. We're talking with Torin Martinez from Theory Thursdays at Chapel Hill and Wetlands. We're going to get into some music right now. We're going to start off with... looks like Illogic with a cut off Yoke Recordings. And we're going to bang it out pretty hard this evening, all the way up till 10 o'clock when Mad Max will be taking over and bringing you all the way up to the midnight hour. So with that said, you're listening to WKNC 88.1 FM, The Revolution.
Oh, I believe this night holds for each and every one of us the very meaning of our lives. Night holds.
WKNC 88.1 FM Raleigh. My name's Snack. You're listening to After Hours, your source for electronic music here in the greater Raleigh area and the Triangle. My special guest tonight is Torin Martinez.
Hello.
How you doing, Torin?
I'm great.
Super. Yes, we're having a good time up here. So, sorry I haven't been able to take any calls, but we've been kind of mixing it up. Might be taking some calls later. If you don't have the numbers already, they're 860-0881 or 515-2400. Right now, what we're going to do is talk with Torin a little bit more about Theory Thursdays and see what's going on. I don't know if you guys were tuning in earlier, but my special guest tonight is a promoter from Chapel Hill, also a DJ.
That's right.
And he has a weekly event, and we were just chatting earlier about that.
Yeah, if you're just tuning in right now, I host a Thursday night in Chapel Hill at a club called the Wetlands Dance Hall on Rosemary Street, which used to be the Treehouse, where we host a diverse range of electronic DJs that play for an hour and 20 minutes and express themselves, their personalities on the decks. And the people who come, we ask anyone who has an open mind and enjoys meeting people and just relaxing and enjoying a diverse range of electronic music to come out. If you are a DJ, we like to book people who have had no experience all the way to DJs that have had years of experience. And if you're a DJ and you're listening to the show and you're interested in expressing yourself and having a new platform to play your sound, please get in touch with me. You can contact me at my email address, which is torin.martinez@gmail.com. And that's torin.martinez@gmail.com. And I will book you. Would love to have you out in Chapel Hill to spin your sound. And it's a great night. It's lots of fun. It's a chance to meet a lot of new people and just have a really, really good time connecting.
That's cool. How long have you been extending that offer to DJs at large? How long has that been going on?
This has been going on for 6 months now.
Wow.
And it's relatively fresh, but highly energized. So, and that offer stands.